With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Cool You At Live podcast show. Having to made it 4 years without calling out. I had to call out for the Marlboros because went to the doctors. They said I got a little blood clot in my leg. Don't worry, they gave me medicine for it. Ankle was sore, not sore, but no, swollen. And my jaw wouldn't let me work, so I had to go to the emergency room here in Baltimore. That's Mercy Hospital here in Baltimore, right downtown. That's the people we work for anyway. And Stella Mars, Mercy runs Stella Mars, and Stella Mars run the Columbia Judge community. Anyway, I'm down. First time in 4 years, whole time, didn't have to call out for nothing. I'm down. I guess my body said, gonna find something to make you go down for a while. No. Yeah. I'm down. Hey. But I will be back up Monday, and I'm definitely going to Atlanta City, Saturday. So, ain't gonna keep me down. That medicine gonna work. It gonna work. It gonna take it down, and I'm gonna be right back up before you blink your eyes. You know, I made my overtime money, but I had to pay gas, electric, and I had to pay Comcast ridiculous bullcrap money. You know, Comcast is a rip-off. I just paid them $2.83, and I had to go right around the corner and pay them another. And now they talking about I still owe $40. I paid them $2.83, now, and then I had to pay them again $2.18, $178. I mean, God, man, come on. Don't even watch your bullshit cable. Give people a break. No. Capitalism bullcrap country. But I paid it because I'm trying to build my credit, and if I didn't, it would go on my credit score, not paid and all, but I'm trying to get better, a little better credit card and stuff like that. So I went on and paid it, gas and electric, paid half of it, you know, that was half of my money. My 150 that I was saving, that I was starting to save, I went to, sent to PNC, that never came. PNC is acting up now. I had them for years, now they want to start acting up, and my $150 didn't even go to the bank, you know? So it's out there floating around. I had this problem before with Fuoco, whatever they're called. You know, the one with the W, the other crooked bank, like Bank of America, got them too. They crooked, but I got them. Anyway, they doled me out, but they when I send some money to them, a check to them, they close my account and send it back to my job. You know? You know, that could have been for Atlantic City money right there. And then I went to the bank, Bank of America, thought I remember my pass PIN number. The dumb thing ate my card, because I punched in the numbers too many times. The crazy piece of crap, America piece of crummy. Boy, oh man. Just having a rough first half of the year. But the second part of the year, it's not going to be bad. It's not going to be, all right? The first part of the year, I try to help my daughter. I try to help my son. And then I get some blood clot and a swollen ankle. That's what I get paid for, helping my daughter out and helping my son out. No, not no more. I'm worrying about me now. So, people who prayed for me, you know, those who keep continue praying that my leg get better so I can continue working and being independent. And I love my job, and I don't want to lose my job. And I love being independent. I love paying my own bills. So just pray that my leg get better and this blood clot get out of my system and all. So people who pray to get my children back together, just say a prayer for me, you know. I just ask, you know, prayers don't cost that much. And I'm always praying for y'all, you know. I'm always praying for people around the world, you know. And just pray that, just keep praying that my book sells real good, you know, my two books. You know, just go on Amazon, look up my name, Coy Whitlock, and buy my book, Mr. Boogie Shoes and Burning Love, Ocean and Sky. Just buy them. They only $9.99 and $3.99. You know, just little small little stories to start me off. And my bigger charities want to be Special Olympics, Homeless, and St. Jude's, the Children's Cancer Center. That's going to be my biggest charity once my book starts selling them. Enough, you know, and I just ask the people who pray for me up in the first part of the year when I was looking for my children, just keep praying, guys. I pray for y'all too, you know, I do, you know, and I still love my children. Like I said, I'm going to love them from a distance, and I'm going to help them from a distance. You know, I'm just going to send them whatever they need, but I'm not going to get involved with their life. No, they just gonna have to do it themselves. You know? And I'm just not gonna get involved no more. Cause this what happened when you get involved, when you do good deed, you know? Always something happened to you. And I love my job. I'm not gonna lose my job over enough bull crap. Over Michael or anybody else, you know. No. So that's what happened in my life, but all my bills are caught up a little bit, enough to keep them on, but just hope, pray for me that I get back to work and continue my independence, you know. And I thank y'all for listening, everybody who listen, who download, thank you. God bless you so much. Okay? Bottom my heart. Okay? And I'm okay. I will get through this. All right? And I will get through this. Me and Ashley going to have fun in Atlantic City. It was going to be all the kids. But since Michael messed it up for everybody, it's just going to be me and my daughter Ashley. And Ashley is the oldest daughter. So I'm taking Ashley. You know? And I'm calling Nikki, who the lady who take care of Ashley. I'm calling her later on to remind her to have Ashley either on Saturday in the morning or Friday. And I'm going to wash my clothes tomorrow. I got DoorDash. I didn't want to spend money on DoorDash or nothing. I was trying to save this a little bit, you know. And, oh well, I'm going to just take what I got so I can eat up there. I mean, I think they're just going to go up. They can leave in like around 12 o'clock and then coming back at 12 night. So, Saturday. And I'm going to just have fun, you know. Just go, hopefully I'll put some money in the machine and I'll get it. I'll come back with at least $200 and $300. Hopefully. Hopefully. It's in God's will. Hopefully. I do a little bidding. You know, I don't like to gamble that much, but I do a little bidding. I'll go with my daughter and have fun with her. You know, I wish all the kids would be gone. But that was messed up, you know. But guys, I'm doing good, you know. So Star Trek fans and church people and my friends and listeners, non-Star Trek fans, non-church people, and people who just tune in just to hear me talk or whatever your reason. I've just finished watching the last episode of Star Trek, the final season. Not the final season, but finished season. The first finished season. Season one is already over. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Season one is already over. Lower Decks is ready to start. And the other cartoon is coming. Those two cartoons is coming. And then, you know what's coming next? My woman, the best captain in the fleet, the best captain Starfleet ever had, Michael Burton, season 5, Discovery. We're going to get a season 6 and 7. Watch. Discovery going to be the first to have a 7 since Voyager went off. It's going to be the next Star Trek series to have 7 seasons. Watch what I tell you. It's going to happen. The guy who's running Star Trek, he's going to make it happen. Because I believe he listened to me. You know, I believe he listened to this podcast too. You know, and whatever your name, I can't think of your name on top. But thank you for all the Star Trek. From Strange New Worlds to the two cartoons to Captain Picard to Discovery. I love them all. I love them all. I'm not a one, just pick one and hate the other Star Trek fan. I'm not that. I love them all. All. Okay? I love them all. Great. 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 No. And let me tell you a little bit more about my leg. So I went to the doctor yesterday and of course couldn't walk or nothing. Just sitting there, they took me, they did some x-rays and all that stuff. And my leg been swollen for a whole month, so I let him go for a whole month. I should have just went to the doctor's then. But I let it go for a whole month, it is what it is, you know, and I just ask y'all guys, just keep me in your prayers, you know. I love my job. I love getting up and going to work. And this is not going to stop me. You know, what happened the first half of the year didn't stop me. And I'm not going to let this stop me. I'm going to make it in my 90s. I promise. I'm going to make it in my 90s. Got up, bought me some breakfast this morning. I was off today, and I got off early yesterday. So the job sent me downtown. They took me downtown and to Mercy Hospital. So that's another thing good about the job that I had. They take you downtown. I mean, I got a great manager, Mr. John. He's a great manager, and the staff there is the.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Outrageous, you know. Can't talk bad about them because they just outrageous. They just outrageous good. And I don't know what I would do without. This a job that I probably don't want to really leave if I had to retire, you know. And it's that good, you know. That doggone good. 16 billion thumbs up on this job. No? Hear me, YouTube chat fans? Can y'all hear me well? There's really nothing I can do if you can't, because I can't get over to the desk because I gotta have my leg pop up. You know, I gotta get back to work Monday. So I gotta get this thing down, because I'm going to Atlantic City. This ankle is going in the boot somehow, some way. I'm going to Atlantic City. You know, even I have to wear my old boots, I'm going to Atlantic City. And it's just none stopping me, you know. And I'm going. I'm on that bus. Got me? I'm on that bus. But I'm good, everybody. Just pray. Just put me in your prayers, you know. I'm putting myself in my own prayers too. And, you know, I was at the doctor's office waiting for the doctor. You know, somebody sent me an email from PayPal, a fake PayPal page, and I fell for it. And I called them. They told me I owe $360 a Bitcoins. And this guy was trying to take me to a website, putting me on some kind of ad where they can see my bank account and stuff like that. I mean, these people so scamless. So please check your mail regularly. If you see something from PayPal, make sure it's a jig from PayPal, okay? Anywhere, just go to your source. Call, make sure, because I almost fell for it. I mean, I went to I download the app they told me to download. I was like, wait a minute, this guy is a scam. He telling me to go to PayPal, put his name in, put $346 in, send it to him. That's what he's trying to do. He kept on saying this is going to block people from doing it again. And still got the email. And it's talking about, if you want to cancel, call this number. You know, and then that number take you to another scammer, and just watch it. Watch for it, okay? It's a PayPal page. It says, oh, you owe you just successfully permitted to $346, and if you didn't do this, please call to cancel. And when you do call and cancel, there's a guy tell you to go on to download something, some ad, so he can watch, and then he going to take you to a PayPal page. Then he going to, the reason I called him, because he couldn't download it on my Wishacom. So he had to go to Mercy Hospital, try to get on the Mercy Hospital website, on the web page, I mean, on the wireless, on their wireless thing, because I was using that wireless too, because I was using Puppet on my phone, and he couldn't do that. He told me to type in Mercy Hospital, the Wishicon, and all that bullcrap, and then call any more deaths. Deaths anymore. That's what it called. Ad called deaths anymore. And be aware of this, people. Do not download this ad. It's a scam. Yeah, it caught any deaths, plus add one. That's any deaths, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K, any deaths. Do not download this app, okay? All right, it's a scam. And if you see the web page, if they send you an email from PayPal, call PayPal. Make sure they send that. Do not call that number. Delete it. Put in your spam mail. And all. Okay? Because it almost got me. They thought that I was stupid. Yeah. My brain came on. Anyway, I can't find it, but I was going to show you on the YouTube page what they did, and I'm going to hold it up to the camera on the YouTube page, but there's scammers out there, and they still trying to get people, man, it's stupid. See, here another one. Damn, this is another one, man. I didn't order nothing from no PayPal on Amazon. Here it goes. See? Yeah. That. If you see that in your email, delete it. Delete it. Okay? Take a picture of it. Do something. Send it to your spam mail. Call PayPal. Alert, if you see this, call PayPal and spam mail it. Thank God that they ain't getting my bank account, and I got LifeLock and all, and I gotta keep LifeLock going, because I just see too much stuff in my mail, and I gotta upgrade all my email, all my passwords, and make them more stronger passwords. And I gotta keep doing that every 6 months, and I got a lot of passwords, including my bank accounts and all. And including this one with Speak and YouTube and all of them with Google and all. And guys, this look out for this mess, okay? This is ridiculous. I'm gonna send this to spam mail. Okay, everyone. Sorry about that. I was just looking with some more emails that I had. Sorry for the quietness and everything. But all the Star Trek fans, do you like the final season of Star Trek? I mean, it's not the final season, but the finished season. It was pretty good because it was showing Captain Christopher Pike Faith, if he tries to change the future, this was going to happen. Instead of him getting killed, Spock would get killed. And we all know Spock, that would change the whole timeline of Star Trek. And it would change everything, even the old Star Trek. Kirk wouldn't have Spock. There wouldn't be no Spock, McCoy, and Kirk. And as Christopher Pike don't go with his faith, you know, he can change the timeline and can't have that. And they can start a Romulan War. And that Romulan War is going to last all the way up to the Star Trek movies, because the future Pike came to visit the past Pike and told him and gave him some kind of crystal to mine him. And he touched it. He saw the future. And they had Kirk and Pike together in the story. And I'm not going to get everything away in case some of y'all haven't seen it yet, you know. But, you know, if you haven't seen it yet, go see it now, okay? But I'm not going to get everything away. But time it in, it came out all right, you know. And this, haven't catch it yet, Star Trek fans, our new Strange New World fans, you go see it first. And then another episode, I'm going to tell you what happened, you know. But it was a really good episode. Matter of fact, mostly all of them was a good episode. Every last one of them, all the seasons. And pretty, some of them were slow, some of them was a little corny, but he's a pretty good captain, and I rate him up there as number 4.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Janeway. Captain Michael. Captain Michael Burton. Janeway. And Picard. And then Christopher Pike. You know. And then Captain Sulu. Then Captain... what is his name? Well, you get it. Not Kirk, but Captain Spot, and then the rest of the captains going down the line after Spot, Kirk, and on. Captain Arch and Captain Picard is lead up the next 5 and 6 and 7 and beyond. But yeah. It's really good. I mean, they my favorite captains in that order. And I got my reason to like Captain Michael Burton and Captain Sisko and say they one of the best Starfleet captains ever. Okay? It's not because they black, because they know how to kick ass. No, they know how to kick ass when it comes to it. They like the future Obama. If he had to go to war with Russia or China, we would have whooped that summer tail butt. You know? Ooh. Let me be quiet before I start something. Let me just be quiet before I start something, you know? But yeah. It is what it is, you know. And I just say Janeway is a good captain. And then Sulu. And then Arch. Then Picard. Then Spot. Spot and then Arch. Then Picard. You know. Sorry, people. Don't like my list? Turn it down. Turn it off. My list. I ain't gonna be like some Star Treks. Like this when they hate the rest. No. And on my fresh tomato fruit. Discovery got my fresh potato fruit. You know that little thing that you get at the movies on a potato, the rating they give you, fresh potato, oh God, I can't even think of the name of the fruit. But anyway, if the rating they get fresh, what you call the little red thing? It's not apple, but what you call? I'm just all messed up because I'm worried about my leg and all. You know, I'm trying to use it for excuse. You know, I think it's tomato. I ain't saying tomato. I ain't saying potato. Potato. Tomato. Right. Tomato. Tomato. But yeah. I think my YouTube channel went off. The battery went dead. So I ain't gonna move from here. I'm just gonna keep talking to y'all on speak. And edit the YouTube channel, whatever where it left off at, that's where I'm gonna edit it, you know. And y'all probably won't see none of the YouTube channels until I upgrade it and promote it, pay for promotion and all. But this goes right to Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Google, and of course speak in other formats. And so I don't have to worry about that. It's already promoted, but I can get a little push with some of the people. I can get like maybe give them $10 to boost it just a little bit. But the same guy, really, you know, and the other half of Mr. Boogie Shoes, I gotta add the other chapters add in, and then I gotta order Mr. Boogie Shoes and start promoting my books, you know. Yeah, gotta start promoting the books. But I'm just having a good life, guys. I'm just having a good life, you know. I got my own talk show. I got my own show, you know, and got a really good job, good staff, good job coach, and all. And just have so much fun, you know, and probably gonna go over later on, play my little game for a little while, then I'll probably lay down. I'll probably lay down and get back up, do another episode, and then do another episode, and probably be Friday, go wash my clothes, and still, whatever little bit of money I have, I'll probably just go to Atlantic City with, you know. I wish I had more, though. When I woke up, I had more. But I don't know, man. I wanted to go to Atlantic City with enough money. Well, I got pretty good. I got like $227 in there. So that should take me to wash clothes with, and then that should be enough to go to Atlantic City with. Don't want to take too much money, right? Yeah, right, guys? You don't want to take $800, $600, right? $200 would be enough to get a t-shirt, eat wolf, and all that, you know? Yeah, I think so. Take some pictures and stuff at that point. I'll be alright. Yeah, it'd be good. You know? And the rest of it for me to get to work, you know? Because I need money to get to work with, you know, and then for the rest of the week and the following week, I need to get to work with. So I probably will need like $60, all of that, you know, just put aside and go to work with, you know, and that's what I'll probably do. Take $60 and have quarters and just have, you know, just give them what I can give them. But I will be good. Yeah, I will be good. And hopefully that $150 will show up somewhere in the next few days, next week or something. And I will be back on my feet, you know. I'll be back on my feet. My swelling will go down. He told me to keep it on, popped up for 15 minutes while I'm here, home and everything. And this, I don't know. I just don't like to stay home. I would be gone this morning. No, I would have been gone. Washed my clothes and everything. Came back, watched me Star Trek, played my game. I mean, I'm not worried. I ain't worried about no blood clot. I'm just worried about how much I'm gonna pay for the description. You know, oh my goodness, give me a break. Hopefully they will pay half of it, my medical, my what you call, but I might have to pay out the rest, whatever the cost. And that's another down for me. And I'm gonna go take some money out, and that way I'll probably just, you know, take some money out and have some money in my pocket and have some money on the card. I don't know what to do. No, I just don't know. And I still got a $12 check just sitting here. And guys, I'm just so happy, so blessed. I ain't gonna let nobody take my joy. But that's what's going on with me now. Bills is paid. And anybody just have a similar story to I got. You know, through hard days, never called out, and then all of a sudden something goes wrong. You know, just think about it. All of a sudden something goes wrong, now you have to call out. You've been going to work for 4 to 5 to 6 years, never called out. Now you have to call out for something. You know, you go to do a good deed, and then all hell break loose because you help somebody, or you help your children and all, and the universe didn't agree with your good deed. You know, I don't understand it, but I love Jesus, and I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep praying for my kids, all of them. And like I said, I'm going to, from Donald to Maya, I'm going to pray for them from a distance and help them if they call out for help from a distance. They can't come over here no more. They can't call me no more. Not Maya or Donald, but everybody know who Jessica and Michael, for what they did, lie about seeing their mother, didn't tell the truth, and come over here, drop his sisters and all. Y'all know the story. And thought that they gonna mess me up. Well, you messed me up a little bit, but I caught up. I'm all caught up. You know? And if you listening to this, I'm all caught up. I'm going to Atlanta City surgery. Me and Ashley. I still got a job. I'm still working. I'm still pushing it. Hear me, Candy Clark? Candy Lynn Clark? The mother of my children? You hear me? Your little scam didn't work. Sorry, sweetheart. But it didn't work. You know, so tell your son, if he really is going to school and everything, keep going to school You know, I went to school too at night. You know, that's what I was doing. But you was blaming me to see, seeing the nasty girls of Baltimore. And I wouldn't do that. You know, one woman is enough. Why would I want to have four or five? Oh my goodness. I would have a stroke and a double stroke if I had five women. Oh, and a heart attack. And oh, if I had those many women. No. One would do you in. I don't know why. You got to have a secret lover and a wife. How can y'all men do that? You have a wife on the side, home, taking care of your children, and then you out having a secret woman. How can you do that, man? You made an oath to God and that woman. You know, I don't care if you believe me or not. I just can't. I believe myself. You know. So all y'all women who just stick up your nose and say, yeah, right. Yeah. I know, yeah, right. Sorry. Not me. But when I wanted to get out of my marriage, I did stupid stuff, you know, went to the strip club, dumb stuff, you know, until my pastor said, that's not the way to get out, you know, that's just the way to keep you more deeply in debt, and that. But when for those people, you know, probably wouldn't have the stuff I had now, you know, yeah, but just glad that I'm out. The most important thing, I'm out. And the most important thing, that I am happy and I'm out. And just take the good times with me. So that's what I'm just trying to say, people. Take the good times with you, you know, in your relationship, you know, and all the things that you remember. I mean, remember those good times. Remember those good times y'all had. You know, it keep me up and going. I mean, it was some good times I had with Candy. You know, really, I'm serious. I mean, I had some good times. And I ain't talking about in bed. I'm talking about running around the house acting like a fool, doing screaming and stuff. You know, smacking each other in the shower. I mean, just having fun with the kids and everything. You know, and just want to freshen my listeners' pace who are going through the same thing, divorce, marriage, breakup. Just ask God to take your hand to go through it with you, okay? Whatever you're going to go through, he's going to go through with you if you ask him. He's not going to intervene if you don't ask him, right? You got to ask him, dude. To come in and help you out. You know. And he will. Believe me. He will. And guys. It's been a run. You know. Just to have those six. All five of them together again. See them all together. And having fun. Walking through the house. And everything. All five of them. I mean. All five of them. I mean, Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, and Myra. And Myra. Can you believe it? God answered the prayer, and we found Maya. And Maya. This whole Miss Joyce, is having a pretty good time, better time with her now than she did at first. And she learned the lesson how her mother is. Even how her father is too. If you want to put me in the category too, some of y'all probably will, but I don't know. But Maya, if you come across these podcasts and you listen to iHeart or something, you listen to a podcast, and my name come up, you see my name and you start listening, and you listen to this one, I love you. Okay. Nothing gonna stop me from loving you, all right, baby girl. And it was so great to see you. And I wish we could get an apartment together. I wish they wouldn't have lied to say they were seeing your mother. All they had to do was come to me, Right. All Michael and Jesse did, they didn't have to sneak around. But what they was trying to do, just wait till I go to work, and they was trying to come in here, taking the food and all. And what their plan was, they probably was trying to, you know, take what I have. You know, my opinion, I don't really believe that Michael going to nursing school and all that. Now, I don't have no proof, making no allegations or nothing, but I'm just hoping he is, you know. And for all I know, Nancy probably, if he stays away from here and stay away from Nancy and stop calling and stuff like that, maybe Nancy and Robert Lynn and them will give him a second chance to go get his life together, you know. And people, I know I'm boring with you, but this I have to talk about. I have to get off my chest, you know. And Star Wars fans, let's go switch it. I still haven't seen Obi Kenobi yet. Not another episode. But guess what I'm going to do after this? I'm going to pay for my Disney Channel, and I'm going to watch me Obi Kenobi. That's right. I'm going to pay while I still got some money to spare. I'm going to pay for Disney Channel. I'm going to watch Obi-Wan Kenobi. Every last episode that I miss, I'm going to watch after this one. Then I'm going to get back on here, Star Wars fans and Star Trek fans, and tell you how much I like it. Still haven't seen the first episode. Not including the second, or third, or fourth, or fifth episode. Or maybe the last season, final season. I keep saying final season, but you know what I mean, you know. The finished season. But I'm going to watch one, two, to the last to catch up on all the season, all the episodes that I miss on one Obi-Wan Kenobi. And anybody watch Hulu, Hello, you know the game Hello from Microsoft, Xbox, and all? Go watch that. That's a really good series too, Hello. And it's also a show on Paramount Plus called The Godfather, The Offer. That's a good show too. It tell you what they went through when they were making The Godfather. I stopped watching it, but I gotta go catch up on it. That's what I'm gonna do. You know, I'm gonna spend that time catching up on those episodes. And Westworld, I start watching that. Oh, I love it. So if you watch HBO Westworld, Hello, and The Godfather, the series, the Offer, I think The Offer, they call it. It's about how they made The Godfather and what they went through to making it and all. It's really, really good, guys. So, go watch that. And just be kind to everyone. Alright? Be kind to everyone. Be good. Don't watch too much news. Okay? Because it's going to make you go crazy. And just love, peace and out, and love everyone. Keep the peace, everyone. Stop doing crazy stuff. On the next episode, we're going to talk about the shooting. That's right, the shooting. Another shooting. The 4th of July shooting in Chicago, Illinois. That's right. Another shooting. A guy dressed up like a woman got up on the roof and started shooting down at people who was coming out peacefully, joining the 4th of July, and he just got to start shooting at everyone. These people was trying to enjoy the 4th of July holiday, like we always do every year. Now we can't even enjoy that. Ain't in the school shooting and the supermarket shooting was enough? Republicans. Again, this is on you. Once again, I blame this on you. Okay? Talk about it in the next episode, people. I'm going to watch Obi-Wan Kenobi. I haven't seen it, none of it yet. So, live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. And Ashley, and we love you. See you on the next episode of the Koi Wala Podcast Show.
Thank you.